The Stupid Hero. The stupid hero was born in school. Historically, stupidity was the result of introducing children in the school system. What is school? A special form of prison, created by the church. For what purpose? For creating the stupid hero. Why and how did schools come up? In the Middle Ages, when the church tried to gain as much power over people as possible and indulged in abuses of all kinds, monks and nuns opened the first schools. These schools were recruitment centers for the monasteries. From the beginning, boys and girls were separated. Why? Sex is in a way when it goes to create the stupid hero. It makes people intelligent. That's why sex is on the index in all right-wing societies. From the boys' classes, the monks were recruited. From the girls' schools, the nuns. Schools were designed to assure the church gets well-trained functionaries. They needed stupid heroes. Guess why? Of course, when you read history books, the church is usually cited as the great benefactor of mankind in implementing the school system. But in reality, the church's intention was first of all an effort to sustain the power of its own worldly hierarchy and highly effective oppression system, and second, and most importantly, direct perception of truth was going to be wiped out from civilization from that point in history. Before the existence of schools, children were raised by nature and thus preserved their natural intelligence. They were at home, close to their parents and other adults present in the extended family. They learned primarily by observation and direct perception. They picked up what they needed for their later career from their early environment. It is interesting to remember in this context that early language learning takes place in exactly the same way. The young child picks up whole patterns from the language spoken around him or her. The stupid hero unlearned all this in school. New research during recent years has made clear that this kind of learning is much more holistic and adapted to the passively organizing intelligence of the human brain than any system that has so far been implemented in schools. Therefore, human beings generally learn their first language or mother tongue perfectly, whereas they cripple along as stupid heroes, learning a second or third language later in school or at college. Only relatively recent learning methods, such as Dr. Lozanov's superlearning, have taken serious the wisdom of nature as it is present in every early learning experience. Thinking trainers such as Edward de Bono have in addition shown us the relevance of the brain's functioning as a passively self-organizing system. From his experience as a thinking trainer, Edward de Bono found that our usual learning processes, such as learning curricula in schools, universities, or more specifically in management training, are awkwardly maladapted to the way our brain organizes and stores information. De Bono, much in the same way as Dr. Lozanov, found that only in early childhood learning, and especially in the way young children learn their first language, we see nature's full intelligence at work. It is a well-known fact that geniuses such as Albert Einstein, Pablo Picasso, and many others among our wonderful creators never finished school, dropped out, or flew it. They knew that they knew better and followed their instinct, rather than an artificial learning system that represents an enormous waste of time and resources and which violates human dignity in the most flagrant way. Life seen through the eyes of a school system is but a mechanic, dead system that, pretty much in the style of the vivisectionists, has to be killed in order to be ready for study. Methods like superlearning start from the inside, that we have to involve the parts of the brain that have been left out by evolution in order to activate man's highest learning potential. In fact, modern man, who deems himself so advanced in knowledge and wisdom, uses only 5 to 8% of his potential. What then is evolution all about? Looking back in history and becoming aware of the high degree of wisdom that man possessed in ancient times, we cannot seriously pretend that there was evolution at all. In the contrary, man has deteriorated during the process of what we used to call civilization. If it is not the development of the new brain, and more particularly the hypertrophy of ratio associated with the left brain hemisphere, we must head into developing the right brain hemisphere and the brain stem. It will begin with learning how to learn, with unblocking our potential for true receptiveness, for whole brain learning, for using our brain for what it is designed for, learning by absorbing whole patterns instead of isolated pieces of knowledge. It will begin with holistic education, and it will be electronic learning. And eventually, it will pass into the school and schooling systems worldwide. As long as we continue to bring up and being brought up in idiotic systems where our true intelligence agonizes and dies, we will breed but confusion and violence. And there is no question that then we will not be able to master the challenges of the new era we are heading into, the information age, the new age, the Aquarius age. Only through holistic solutions that involve our wholeness and the integration of all parts of our being will we be able to survive in the mess that we ourselves and our past generations have created. Learning through direct perception is the way out, and it is actually a way back, back to true intelligence and to the teachings of the ancient mystery schools, where perennial wisdom was once taught to an elite. But I know that you prefer to remain a stupid hero.